Speaking Russian with his grandparents back in St. Petersburg via Skype is a routine activity for 15-year-old Dmitry Miller, known as Dima. He says his relatives love to hear his voice and are reassured that he's healthy and happy in his home here.
And they're thankful that I'm in good living. I live in a good place.
His 11-year-old sister, Dasha, could speak no English when they arrived here in July 2009, but now she's lost most of her Russian and relies on her older brother to communicate by telephone or internet. Their adoptive father, Bob Miller, has encouraged them to keep up their connections with family.
We really wanted them to keep their culture. We wanted them to stay in contact, and as long as they've got cell phones or a computer, you know, we can keep in touch.
Bob's wife, Karen, says they had planned on adopting a baby, but when they went to Russia, they learned about the more than 700,000 children who have either lost their parents or been abandoned. She says these older children are often at risk of suicide, drug addiction, and crime as they grow older and face life on their own. Karen and Bob first found Dasha at an orphanage and then learned she had an older brother to whom she was very attached. So they decided to adopt them both.
We just wanted to make sure that they knew how badly we wanted them and how much we love them already.
Although their father was dead and their mother incapacitated, their elderly grandfather was still very much attached to them. Bob says getting his approval for the adoption was a priority.
And so we talked to Dima and said, we need to make sure this is okay with grandfather. And Dima said, yes, I need to talk to grandfather and get his blessing.
Although Bob and Karen speak very little Russian, Karen, a musician and music professor, learned a Russian song and continues to sing it. She says Dima had learned some English in the orphanage school, but the first weeks at home here in Texas were a challenge nonetheless.
They use their nonverbal communication skills very well, but, you know, sometimes we had meltdowns, we had difficult emotions. Yes, it did stick.
Bob and Karen hope to take both children back to Russia for a visit one day so they can continue to maintain their ties to the country of their birth and the relatives there who miss them.
Could you do that?
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Huntsville, Texas.
We're trying to wake him up a little. He's sleepy.